To reach your greatest potential, you'll have to fight your greatest fears. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. It's a fantastic podcast that I recently discovered and enjoy listening to. Jordan sits down each week with many of the same guests you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. If you're trying to adjust to working from home, then episode 331 on how to work from home effectively is surely one you don't want to miss. The fact that the show covers a wide range of helpful topics really makes it a great listen. I really enjoy this show, and I think you will too. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B, as in boy, I-N, as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Dr. Miles Monroe talks with us about how to fulfill your potential. Enjoy.
I drove past a beautiful cemetery, and I was once again reminded of something I discovered over 20 years ago, and that is the wealthiest spot on this planet is not the diamond mines of South Africa. It's not the oil fields of Iran or Iraq, but the wealthiest spot on this planet is right in your neighborhood. It's the cemetery. If I could mine the cemetery like you mine gold, I would be the wealthiest man on the planet. Why is the graveyard so wealthy? Why is there so much treasure in the cemetery? Why? Because buried in the cemetery are dreams that were never fulfilled, books that were never written, ideas that never became reality, visions that were never manifested. There in the graveyard are paintings that were never painted, songs that were never written, books that we'll never read. In the cemetery are great manufacturing plants that were never built. In the cemetery are sermons that were never preached. The cemetery is pregnant with unused success. My greatest fear tonight is very simple, and that is I am afraid that most of you in this room and in this auditorium tonight and perhaps watching this program, you are going to add to the treasure and the wealth of the cemetery. And that makes me very sad, because buried inside of you are dreams that you still carry. Paintings that you've been planning to paint, and books you've been thinking about writing, and paintings you keep procrastinating about. And what I'm so concerned about is we'll never see your painting. We'll never sing your song. We'll never read your book, and we'll never operate in your business, and we'll never experience the invention that you keep procrastinating on. I trust that you will rob the graveyard of your treasure. I pray that you will disappoint the cemetery. I pray that when the morgue gets your carcass, it'll be empty. What do you call this massive treasure that's in every cemetery? It's called potential. Why is this called potential? Well, potential is untapped power. Potential is unused ability. Potential is dormant strength. Potential is hidden power. Potential is all you could be, but you haven't become yet. Potential is how far you can go in life, but you haven't gone yet. Potential is who you really are, but we haven't seen you yet. Potential is everything you could be, but you haven't become it yet. Potential is all you can do, but you haven't done yet. In essence, potential is never what you've done. Please make a note of that. It's always what you could do, but you haven't done yet. In essence, whenever you've done something, it's no longer your potential. Therefore, potential is everything that is yet unused, that is still within you. Let's put it this way. If potential is not what you've done, but what you could do, then whatever you've done is no longer your potential. Therefore, you should never be impressed by what you've done. Because if you are impressed by what you've done, it'll stop you from doing what you could do. The greatest enemy of progress is your last success. The greatest threat to moving ahead is getting excited about where you are. Whenever you feel like what you've done is the best you could do, you just died. No matter what you've done, if it didn't kill you, there's more left. No human came to this planet empty. You came here loaded, and you came here to make a deposit. And deposit you will make. And if you don't make, you are a generational thief because you stole from the next generation. The next generation supposed to benefit from what you came to deliver. And if you settle down on what you've done and not do what you could do, then you rob them of what you came to leave for them to enjoy. And that is why you should never allow what you've done to stop you from doing what you could do. No matter how great what you've done is, don't park if you've been driving for the last 30 years at 55 miles per hour. Does your experience cancel the car's ability? No. That's why you should not judge life by your experience. If the car is parked outside and you walk up to the car and you say this, you say to this car, "You are stupid." Can the car still travel 160? Yes. If you say to this car, "I think you're dumb and ignorant and backward," can it still travel 160? Yes. You say to this car, "I don't like your color," can it still travel 160? Yes. Your opinion does not affect the potential of the car. Yes. Opinions do not change potential. Therefore, what you think about the car is irrelevant to the car's ability. The problem is that most of us have accepted other people's opinions about us. Now, here's a strange phenomenon. If you've been driving at 50 miles per hour all your life, but you are capable of 150, and I come and pass you at 60, then you are impressed. And what you don't realize is that you can make 160.
Yeah.
The problem is we are impressed by people who ain't doing nothing. That's why I never allow what you do to interfere with what I could do.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.